We decided that we don't want the Yarchikala to sound burdensome on anyone, so it has to be 30 to 10. Shalom, it should be a little more than an hour and a half. So we're going to have a little shower bitachon action until 8:30, and then 8:30 starts Yarchikala, as Mitzvah Shem. Tonight there might be a siyum before you get into the learning. There will be an introductory words and how it works. And the booklets will be given out. I think the food also will be given out now. Right after. And the Mitzvah Shem, at that time, will be already finished Shmaitza Aleph, and we'll be able to make a Siyum. We're not quite finished it yet. Reb David Cohen threw out a bunch of questions that didn't allow us to finish before Ma'ariv. He kept, I was like kicking you under the table. No questions tonight. But you are welcome to join us as we start Shmaitza Beis 2 weeks from tonight. Chof Ches Av. Chavches Av and Chavches August, you're welcome to join us as we start Shmaitza Beis. Many have started Shmaitza and have, Baruch Hashem, it's a big milestone to start Shmaitza Beis. Okay, now we're going to learn a little about Bitachon in these few minutes. And Shara Bitachon is very strategically placed in the Chovetz Halvavos. In his first shar, he talks about that Hashem, the Shar HaYichud, it's built as a structure, it's built as a building. First comes Shar HaYichud, where he talks about knowing and realizing and being convinced and believing that Hashem exists and everything that happens is from Hashem. And so you might say, yeah, well, what do I have to learn through the whole Shar HaYichud for, to know that? Well, there's knowing and there's knowing. And that's the first shar in the Chovetz Halvavos, to really, really know. Then the second shar is Shar Avodas Elokim, which talks about your obligation to listen to Hashem. Why, if you ever ask yourself, why am I obligated to listen to Hashem? Is it only because he'll punish me if I don't? Or he'll reward me if I do? Is there a better reason? Is there a more basic reason? Why should I listen to Hashem? Why do I have to do all these things for? So that those issues are discussed in Shar Avodas Elokim, very aptly called Shar Avodas Elokim. Now comes Shar HaBitachon. Now, so the Chovetz Halvavos, why did I put Shar HaBitachon? Well, I skipped Shar HaBechina, I'm sorry. Shar HaBechina comes after Shar HaYichud, after you realize that there's Hashem in the world. Shar HaBechina makes you realize how much good He's always doing for you, and how complex everything is, and how everything is geared to your tova and to the tova of the world and the tova of people, and how everything works, and how your biology works, and astronomy and history. And if you take the whole package in total and you study any discipline in the world, and he goes through seven disciplines, seven areas of scientific study, and he talks about Torah also, it's like obvious that there's a Hashem in the world. Obvious. The complexity of a leaf, the complexity of anything you choose to in the world, that you choose to delve into, especially nowadays where there's a thing called Wikipedia, and you see like how everything is just enormously complex and beautifully put together in order to benefit Bnei Adam, in order to make the world work, the universe work. So you realize there's a Hashem, and you realize he's a pretty good fellow. That's Shar HaBechina. Then comes Shar Avodas Elokim, that you have to serve this Hashem, and why do I have to serve him? Then the fourth Shar is Shar HaBitachon, and he says, Omer HaMechaber, why am I putting Shar HaBitachon now? He says, because I just talked about Chiyuv Kabbalas Avodas Elokim. I just talked about how you have to serve Hashem. And you have to, you know, sometimes it's not easy. And sometimes there are difficulties in life and there's bumps in the road. And, you know, it's not always the bowl of cherries, especially if you're allergic to cherries or there's bugs in cherries, I don't know. So he says, Ra'isi Lahavi Achrov, so after I talked about Shar Avodas Elokim, that you have to serve Hashem, you have to do Hashem's tzivuyim, so I decided I must talk about now Mashehu Tzorech Yoser Mikol HaDvorim LaOved Elokim Yisbarach. The most necessary thing. What do you need the most to be able to serve Hashem properly? So if I were to ask that question of everybody, You know, most people would never in a million years think that the answer is bitachon. They would say, what I need to do is I have to learn Mishnah Brura, I guess, and I have to know, which is certainly true. But the Chavis Halevis is talking conceptually, what is the most necessary midah, attitude, idea? What is the most, and this is the most necessary. The most necessary to be Oved Hashem properly. And he's going to explain why. Before, and this is all in the Hakdamah to the Sha'ar, Mashayesh bo menat toalios hagadolos, these are, this is, there's so many benefits, and it's going to allow you to serve Hashem in peace, with a smile on your face. You're going to be calm. You're not going to be stressed out. You're not going to be nervous. You're not going to be obsessed. You're not going to be busy with other things that distract you from Avodas Hashem. And the main ingredient that's going to, this is like better than Wonder Bread. This has so many benefits. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Just you. You're the only one that knows what I'm talking about. Right? This has the most benefits. But Wonder Bread was 12. I think he has more than 12. So this is the most benefits to someone that serves Hashem. Is if you have and you develop, obviously you're not going to have it unless you develop it. If you develop bitachon, this is the best thing in the world, the best thing in your life. It's going to transform your life. It's going to transform your attitude towards serving Hashem. And you're going to be calm. You're going to be optimistic. You're going to be creative. It's just great. And he spends the whole Hakdamah, which we probably won't even get through in these next 2 weeks, he spends the whole Hakdamah as an advertisement that he talks about how great bitachon is and what are its benefits, both in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. He's not pushing you off to Olam Haba. He's going to tell you in this world how, right now, how you can enjoy life if you develop bitachon. And so that's the greatest thing for an Oved Hashem. The toalos of Bo Bitoroso, first he talks about the toalos to develop your spiritual life, right? He's going to say the Agashmios life is fantastic if you have bitachon, and it's going to be a mess, and you're going to be all stressed and nervous and anxious and paranoid and who knows what. But if you have bitachon, it's going to be good. And he will explain why. He doesn't take anything on faith. He's going to explain why. But first he talks about the benefits of bitachon for your spiritual life. And he says, because, and his first toelis is, and I think we're going to leave everybody in suspense. And you're going to, now that you're hungry, you want to say, what is this great thing that's going to give me all of these benefits? That's what he does in the Hakdamah. He wants you to be thirsty and hungry to develop bitachon. It's not easy. It's not as easy as it sounds. It's not a question of saying, oh, Hashem, Ashrei Adam Boteach Bach. It's harder than that. You have to develop it. He gives you the program for developing it. It's like an outline, mamash, step by step. He takes you through a workbook of how to develop bitachon. But first, he spends the Hakdamah making sure that you really, really desire this. Because he says, this is the greatest thing in the world.